My second installment is to then tell you the functions, practical functions of angels, and what it will be like in this season. And I'm going to show you that from scriptures, everything they've done before is what they still do. Let me start on the more gloomy side. There are destroying angels. If there are angels who are called to serve ministers, those who are to be heirs of salvation, I need you to be aware that there are things that are set up in this realm to destroy a work, destroy a servant of God, and destroy you. Satan's agenda is wiped out. And how does he do this? Demons. What does this do? What do these demons do? They possess humans. They go and create scourge of tongue. They make people speak foul and vain things against God's assignment and against you too. So in case you think, oh, they're just speaking against Spark Nation, you try and prosper and see. There are people who are just dedicated to your destruction because of the greatness ahead of you. Now, God says there are destroying angels. Number one, he uses them nationally, meaning when he sends his children to take a nation, he sends angels ahead of them to cut off those who are physically more powerful than his children. Now, you see, in the scripture that we read before, so that if I'm saying these people don't say, well, you know, how can a pastor say destroying angels? I'm only reading the scripture by Jesus, not me. I'm just a messenger, okay? Paul was preaching to a king one day, and this king was almost getting, this head of council was almost getting converted. Very powerful guy. But there was this guy there always opposing Paul. You remember what Elisha did? Elisha said, Lord, strike them with blindness. And Paul looks at this man and said, you will be blind for a season because you object God's word. Therefore, according to God's word, destroying angels, those who have opposed and spoken vain against this word, they will be blind for a season. They will sink with a season. That is what we activate the angels to do now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? So that the word of God can prevail. So that the word of God can thrive. People that just decide to come against you, publicly or privately, to speak things against you, the things that God has cleansed by his blood, but they think they'll bring it out, wiped out. That is this season, according to God's word. Let's see the word now. Isaiah chapter 63 verse 9. This will happen 7 days. Mark my words. It is going to happen because this is scripture, and God waited for this season so that you also are built up. So that you also, but I quickly want to get through of the truth with that side, but I can only deliver what God has sent me. They are angels. If anyone and any power thinks that they can stop you, these angels will wipe them out. Nothing will stop you. I don't care who it is. I don't care what they stand for. As long as they stand against the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, even if they are church people, they will be wiped because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of your assignment in life. In other words, God tells me that from this fast, you become unstoppable. There is inner strength for you, and your angels are on smoke, as you guys will call it. Let's see an angel that came to rescue them at a point. Isaiah chapter 69, start from verse 8.
For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not lie. So he became their savior.
He's saying to you, surely you are his children who will not lie, and God will not lie to you. He said, he became their savior. Verse 9.
In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them.
God wanted you to know that in your affliction, even he is afflicted. In all the affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel, there is an angel that stands in his presence. When you declare word, they come to the earth realm and they are here. They are here to shut every mouth that is raised against you in their family and in their house. God will do what he needs to do to shut them up. This is the season. I told you, in February the 16th, that the world will be shaken. God says, just say 7 days, wipe them out, stop their mouth, so that the gospel can thrive, so that people can again know that God reigns in the affairs of men, and that there is a servant of God in this land, so that people can learn how not to blaspheme against God. This is the word of God. It said, and the angel of his presence saved them. But you will even need them more than now. As you begin to get up in life, there will be people who want to kill you, who want to assassinate you. The angel of his presence saved them. He will save you. He will always be with you. Stay away from sin. Let them do their job. They will protect you in all your ways. They will make sure that your life is not cut off at young age. You will not die young because of the angel of his presence. They will fight your battles for you. They will fight behind the sin. They will even fight in front of the sin. Talk to me. In his love.
In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bore them and carried them all the days of old.
God says to tell you that these angels will carry you all the days of old. So be rest assured, you will not die young. I won't. But you do know that there are people who just want to destroy you. Let me tell you. You see all this talk against Park Nation, against this, against that. Envy. Envy. People who are wise know envy is the root of it. So someone will just envy you for nothing and want to cut you short. They can be your closest friend or your fiercest enemy. It is envy. You can come to church with somebody and they think that you're doing better than them. They live and attack that wall because they need you to be down where they are. No, they will go before you. Because the angel of his presence will protect you. The angel of his light will guide you. No power, no rivalry, even from parents' house, you know, whatever. Meaning, not parents now, people who just hate your parent for having you. The Lord will cut them off. I must pronounce this because I taught you that Noah was one preacher. The more Noah preached about these things, the more they came. The moment I finished preaching February 16, I knew the world was in trouble, because once a servant begins to pronounce it, it comes. God will cut off those who are incensed against you, those who rise against you, those who want to cut your destiny or name or life short. Their life will be cut short. All of a sudden, you will rise. Because the angel of his presence. I love the word that in that verse 9, it said the angel of his presence. There are specialties angels. They'll protect you. They fight God's battle for him. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. In case someone tells me, well, that's Old Testament, you shouldn't curse me. I'm not cursing nobody. I'm cursing those who want to destroy people's life. They will not stand. They feel that they have things to press. They will not have hand to press it anymore. Because God will, because of the gospel, not because of you now, because of the name that you carry, because of the love of God over your life. Those of you who come from homes that are ravaged by rivalry, sibling rivalries, or polygamous families, you know, that stops people. Polygamy destroy lives. I hope you know that. Destroy everybody. God will protect you. The angel of his presence will guide you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, your dad don't go raise another family and the other wife wants you to do well. No way. He wants his own children to do well. But wherever your name is mentioned for evil, the angel of his presence will subdue them on your behalf. Now, you know, I don't speak like this. God told me to do so because I feel that some of you are about to enter into certain greatness and the protection, the fortification of heaven. The angel of the Lord, Psalm 34 verse 7, encamps around those who fear him. So don't leave that fear of God. Don't begin to prosper and think that you can do as you like. Remember, the enemy will not give up. I quickly want to get over this. But I must speak what God asked me to speak, though. 1 Corinthians 10:10.
And do not grumble as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel.
Did you see that there is a destroying angel? Those people say, oh, how can God allow corona? Da, da, da. There are destroying angels, world. If you don't like me, go and perish. That's your problem. Truth, not hearing the truth, is what led us here. And a time is going to come that some people will eat the truth that Jesus is the only way. and come out of destruction. There are destroying angels. Do you know a king was fighting one day, and 185,000 of his soldiers were against God's people, and an angel came from the presence of God and destroyed them overnight? The Bible, this is New Testament now, in case you want to accuse me of just using Old Testament now. It said, and they were killed by the destroying angel. One word, there's only one. They were killed by the destroying angel. There are destroying angels also on earth. They destroy when there is disobedience to God. It is called the judgment of God. So you can't judge God. That doesn't make him God. If someone says, well, if there's a God, how come this evil happened? That makes you God. You're judging him. The character of who he is what makes him God. He's the king. In my language, they say kabios, meaning you can't question him. He's the king of all kings. So I want to be in his good books, and I'm in his good books because of the blood of Jesus. There are destroying angels. They are everywhere in the world right now. Over 20-something thousand deaths in London, in an advanced economy, advanced world. 20-something thousand deaths. You tell me that's not a destroying spirit. It's not just destroying by death. It's destroying everything. People are going mental. But you see what God calls you into. Eventually, people will understand what stagnation is. Someone sent me a tweet by one of the world's billionaires this morning, who decided he doesn't want to own any property anymore. I said, eventually everybody will become stagnation. They will understand why this. He's just woken up one morning. Not one morning. I think he understands something. He said, I'm selling everything I've got. I don't want to own nothing. I know what is sin. And I want you to stay with me. I'm going to teach about this. Maybe not tomorrow. Sunday service, we want more people to join us, right? Did we finish that? Because we're going Genesis.
And do not grumble as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel.
What makes the destroying angel work in a family, in the church, is grumbling spirits. The people he was talking about here, they were not unbelievers. They were children of Israel. But they murmured against God in their hearts. Because the Bible says, God said, I heard what you said in your rooms. That's their heart. And the destroying angel destroyed them because they murmured. Let your heart be filled with praise. Praise and worship environment invokes angels. It empowers angels. Even when you've heard the worst news or whatever the case may be, worship. Because those angels are there anyways to help you. They are there to aid you. They are there to make, don't forget this, they are there to make seemingly obvious situations that can destroy you. They are there to make it nothing, like they did with Elijah. So if you worship, you will see them and they will act for you. There is nothing that can destroy you. 10,000 words against you cannot destroy you, because angels will go speak to 1 million people in their dreams in a minute. So what do they do? So I've left the side of destruction. Don't make your heart a grumbling heart. Don't grumble about giving. Rather, don't do it. Because those who grumble about it will never smell prosperity. Why did you do it? I refuse to be one. You know those who start a mission and never complete it? They've just left. So, but why did you sacrifice, bro, like 3 months ago? It makes no sense. There's a power, a demon pulling you. Just saying, not that demon just saying, as for this one, it's not going anywhere. I'm not letting this family, I'm not letting this person go. Because otherwise, why did you sacrifice that much? I'm wrong. Destruction is not just killing. There are people who just roam the earth. After purpose has been revealed to you, I think we were talking this with PK yesterday. Said, you see, some of your guys that have come since back, that come in and they're gone, right? Back to that old life. They were dead the day they left. Now, that's not to say anyone that left, but no, there are people who will leave and move on, and I pray they do well. But I'm talking about those who went back into gang and da-da-da-da-da and some not. They, at that point, the purpose of life was revealed to them as a witness. The word, oh my God, I was listening to Pastor Sam's tape. I listened back to back till this morning. Powerful. I think it was teaching. It will be about 2 years ago. I think in Connect, or no, actually maybe Heal It, because he was talking about Pastor Nick is saying his shoes were scruffy and all those stuff. That Periscope, right? I mean, that SoundCloud right there is powerful. Very, very powerful. I've heard it now for 3 days. I listen, the only pastors I listen to is you guys now, so you have to get up in your act more. But I was gonna say that in that, oh, I forgot what he was saying, but I'll had it when I remember. These angels, actually, yes. So it was saying about the word. The word had now become flesh. So it was saying, they would say, why would a pastor worry about men and all that? The word, as it were. So it said the word was with God, meaning the word was spiritual. Powerful word. The word was spiritual because God is a spirit, right? The word was with God. Now the word becomes flesh. This is me now as Sam. Why would you, a young man, come into an atmosphere where you see people wearing what you are looking or trying to kill for, wearing it and crying out to God? Why would you then think, oh no, that's not the place. No, that's a witness. Once you reject that and move away, guess what happens? You are just now roaming the earth. You were dead. You are just roaming now because your purpose had been revealed. Every other thing you're going to do, it is a matter of time. You are only living because death don't have your time now. You'll die soon. That's the issue. Because it showed you purpose. You rejected it. Now let's see this now. Genesis 16. Don't forget this. An atmosphere of appreciation, an atmosphere of worship and love. When you surround your atmosphere with the love of God and positive, meaning don't ever, I've told you in the first segment that we entertain and allow people in. Don't ever entertain or allow a negative person who is fighting in your house. They bring demons. Their spirit is demonic. It brings demons. It brings negativity. So if they are not, I'm not saying perfect people, there will be imperfect people. Pardon my language, but I can understand fornication. Gossip, I can't understand. I didn't say I accept, but I understand it's pleasure, it's this, it's that, God will heal. But gossip is not pleasure. I don't understand it. So when someone brings that into your atmosphere, getting into what they has no business, they bring demons into that atmosphere. The home atmosphere must be filled with the presence of God, and that is joy. It is with joy that you draw waters out of the wells of life. There must always be joy. So when Paul was writing to the church, so that you can maintain that presence. And guess what? Look, if every Sunday was church, the company, the General Assembly of Saints, guess what trap houses are then? Our trap houses. Guess what they are? They are church every hour. Meaning there are angels always there. Don't allow nobody to fight there ever, or to bring negativity or any word that doesn't inspire. So everyone in your house, even if someone is coming out of God, just know this guy, okay, you're living with us, but you're a positive person, right? Yes. Let them in. But an angel who says, oh, there's divine, and say to me, people in this house are double life. I said, Oh yeah, go to your house where they are not double life. Devil, go back to non-double life. You're going to bring a demonic invocation here. No way. Do you know how long we've been coming? Do you know how far we've come? What are you talking about? You know those who say those things, they are mentally deranged people. You know that. Let me tell you, when you're in the church, an auntie, aunties do that a lot. They'll say things, oh, in this church, there's no love. Once you hear that, just know, God, we are praying this one how. They are worse than the so-called adultery that they are trying to talk against. They are divisionary spirits. They chase angels away. They chase favor and wealth away. Division chases wealth away. The Bible says, for where there is contention and strife, I need that scripture. It said, all manner of evil works there. Who provides and who brings evil? Demons. Who brings good and progress? Angels. So if you want angels in your atmosphere, guess what must be there? Non-strife. There can't be contention. Those of you who are married, you can't be in contention with your husband or wife because so person said. No way. Once you bring that, all manner of evil. A church that has death, people dying, evil happening. Guess what? There is strife there. It is not prayer for us. Check where strife is coming from. You know those divisionary people that are close to pastors? What a pastor does, someone has just come to say, so-and-so said this. I'm going to pick the phone and say, hey, put it on speaker. You said X, Y, Z. Because strife, when you're ready with the scripture, let me know. It's not going to enter here, because where you see strife and dissension and division, demons are around. They are everywhere. Where you see joy and worship and happiness, I did not say perfection, just joy. Positive guys, positive people, angels are somewhere. The more they get perfect in worship, the more those angels will work for them. Talk to me.
For where envy and self...
Where are you reading from?
James 3:16.
Start from... Yeah, go on.
For where envy and self-seeking exist...
Look at this. For where envy and self-seeking... Because what brings division is self-seeking. You know that sister... She cannot just accept that she's wrong. And even when she's not wrong, she just wants to prove her point. So, because once she's true on phone and she's won the argument, she's like, yeah. That's the satisfaction. She then says, I don't fornicate. You do. You do. It's just in your own way. Yeah, you sleep with yourself. Yeah. Self-seeking is demonic. Look at what it brings. It said, for where there is envy and self-seeking, any leader that looks at a follower, imagine, I've seen leaders that look at their own follower and jealous them, think they are getting more popular than them. It is mental. But maybe that's a leader's weakness. You'll have to work on it. And I'm talking about, I didn't say I see it in this church, like bigger churches, just say, oh, that guy, I think people are like clapping for him more than me. Like Saul and David. They said, David has killed his 10,000, Saul his 1,000. The guy said, oh, so this guy thinks he's more handsome than me. I'm going to use what to cut him down first and destroy him. Guess what happens? Where there is envy and self-seeking, the glory of a follower is the main glory of the leader. That's the way it works. I don't mind not to be in the... Listen, I've always said, I think my last life, and I'll give you dates and times now, not now, on Sunday, I'm just going to be in an island. I don't want to preach in front of everybody. You can take the shine as long as you understand. There's one thing I will fight with my life for. Anyone who comes into this house trying to divide family, I'd rather die. Because that family is the core. I pray that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to understand what families in Spark Nation represent and family heads. I pray that the Spirit of God will open your eyes to know that many people have delayed their own wealth by not understanding what their family head is. I'm telling you now, that is a structure God divinely gave us, and it kills self-seeking. So everybody is on one mission, your family mission, the elite family mission. The COD family mission, the Pulse family mission, and Connect, and Pulse, and Power-based family mission. These families are God's channel of the blessing. So the family edge did not happen by accident or by pity loving Pastor Dami. I love Pastor Dami, but I don't care. That's not the way it works. It is the choosing of God for that season. So what you must refuse, if you want the operation of angels there, what you must refuse is people with envy and self-seeking. Don't allow them to rise. In other words, if Beryl or Ashley had gone to be a superstar in a singing competition, or they just did an album that gave them platinum or whatever the musicians call it, when they come to their family, that accolade, that stuff stays at the door. It's outside. The family head has final authority, apart from Pete, has final authority, and everybody sits in family dinner, if you have one, and talk as normal. Nobody must be looked upon as, oh, a star. Everybody must be honored, but there is no star in a family. Otherwise, that family will ruin that person. Are you listening to me? So when we come to our family, our father, they are family heads, not fathers or mothers. They are family heads. There can only be one father in the movement. When they come to the family heads, everybody is in unison. Everybody is in one accord. And see, do that for the 12-month mandate and see if there will be any that lacks anything among you. And you'll see those who are in the world, they are individuals. These people exist in their own family, biological, and they are still self-seeking. Look at what happens where there is envy and self-seeking. Huh?
Confusion and every evil thing are there.
Do you understand the word every? The Bible says confusion and everything that is evil. Poverty is evil. Death is evil. Sickness is evil. And name it, every evil thing are there. Where there is envy, where? It didn't say in the person's life. So it's where? It's collective now. Who are the people that brings evil things? Demons. So flip it now. Angels bring every good thing. So where there is family, where there is oneness, every good thing are there. All good things are there. Who brings that? The operation of angels. I think that's why I saw angels yesterday. Maybe because they are given the Givers Club season. There is unity. Of course, there must be competition. It is healthy. But then that unity brings more angels. Don't let, I told the family head, don't let someone leave one family and come to a family and tell you what they are doing wrong there. What? When they leave you, they will go and say the same thing. That doesn't mean people don't have right to change their family expression. It just means once they come and say, oh, that's what they did there. Come on, man. They will go and say the same thing. Strengthen yourself. Bring angels. They want to be in your gathering, but it has to be through love, a non-jealous atmosphere, a non-self-seeking atmosphere, oneness. Express your grievance to one another. Do it on the family table. I want to encourage family dinners. Do it there. Say, this person said this, da 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 da, and trash it there and eat and praise God. See if God will not lift you. See if the angels will not get stronger. See if they will not flap their wings and begin to work out the prosperity of it, because they know that if Kedar goes out and make a million, 10 million, it is family money. That will not make Kedar poorer. They know that if James goes out and make a million, they will come back. Angels are excited to then make more and more people productive. But don't live in a house like a hostel or like an hotel. You're just in your own corner. Many of us were not social people. I'm not. I can be in my room for life if I have to be. But we make ourselves into that because the Bible says it's not about self now. It's not about my mood today. No, everybody is gathering. You go there. The house you live in, that's your family. Those are your people. No, oh, well, you know, today I'm going to my own parents. No, you should visit your parents if you're not living with them. If you're living with them at the moment, that's your family too. But those who are building with you, you must spend more time with them. It's family. That's apart from worship. I mean, alongside worship, that invokes the presence of good things. So I will not hear from any house that good things are not here. When you can't pay, when there are problems in your house, guess what? There is envy in somebody and self-seeking. Some people are self-seeking there. Prayerfully seek them out. Prayerfully try to help them. Tell them the truth. Don't fear a person because they are doing well outside. It doesn't mean anything. What's life, man's life? Oh, he's doing well, da da da, he's making money through that. No, the family head must be able to rebuke them and say, no, you don't do that here. And then they will get angry and go and get their place. That's fine. Let them go and do well in the world. Let them go and become the Michael Jackson of the world or the famous people of the world. But as long as this is a family, it will be the operation of angels. And I guarantee you as a father here, no one will lack greatness. And this greatness is enough for everybody. It's not like if this person takes a shine, then you are finished. No, there is more than enough. God can bless us beyond what we can ever think or imagine. Those who have family heads that are married, the same honor that you give to the family head male is what you must give to their wives, the same honor. And those who are the wives, there must be no division. You must not like anyone above anyone. You must be the mother of all to the exclusion of none. That's how to lead. That's how to bring the presence of angels. And so, as a woman leader, you cannot get into your mode of, it disrespect me. No. You tell him straight. And you and the family at the male, you both talk to the person and say, you can't do that here. And then you give the person freedom to express their mind. That's the kind of family God asked me to build. So it's never a place where people are surprised and say, we can't speak. Like some fools will say, we can't speak in that house. No, because you are the robber. You are the one who come back to rob the house. That's why you can't speak. The so-called younger. The youngers are the ones that came back to rob us. They rob us to give the clothes to their father and their mother who are lavishing in poverty. Those youngers, they are thieves. Some of you are on YouTube watching. You rob the clothes to give it to your dad, which is a good thing in his own way. So that's still fine. Just joking. Of course, I'm not joking. But as of this family, still abusing us on social media, wearing our clothes, wearing the clothes we gave you. Unbelievable. But this is what brings the visitation and the dwelling among us of angels. The family structure. The system of family. So much so that, and I really want to read other things, but I think the Holy Spirit wants me to stay on this for a bit. So much so that when all we have is indomie and water. Imagine someone saying, in all those trap houses, they don't have food. Is it your father's food? Why are you living there? If you, in your father's house, is there no food there? Do you think, is this an hostel paid for by the government? People are trying to get you not to be killed in your rat-infested area. And like we said, most of the people against us won't die because COVID-19 does not affect rats and snakes. They won't touch most of you. Rats and snakes are safe from corona. But on a serious note, when we have only water, and indomie, right? We eat it together as a family. And when a family is like that, angels are around. They will prosper us. They will make us do well. The bond of love is what produces prosperity in a place. Look at the people that one would have thought, these guys do crypto, they would be the first to be billionaires. They can't because of division. It's division. But God will bless them because they've repented. Division is what won't bless them. It's division. It's not money. It's not what you do or not do on the street. It's not who invested or not. It is division. God is able to provide money from where you least think of. When the time to use comes, it will make things flow from every dimension, every direction, legal and pure, by His grace, by His power, because of the spirit of love and mission. But once division is there, either from the leader to the follower or from all the way around, the Bible says, please don't forget James chapter 3 verse 16. The Bible says, every evil thing are there. Divorce will be there, broken marriage, broken health, people will get sick. Why has God protected us as Park Nation that for all these years we've not buried a single person? I just refused. All these, when ladies and all these people get ahead of themselves and start talking and fighting, I've just stood against them and I've said, in God, just so you guys know, when you do those fights, when I go by, I'm just saying, God, remove this plague from my life. You can make them still be there, but render them useless so that when they speak, people will not honor their word, so that you don't count them as part of us. Because of the Bible, where there is envy and self-seeking, confusion and every evil thing are there. All demons are there. So many of us grew up in church. So imagine a typical church now with all manner of envy and people backbiting. Imagine. Just think about how many demons are present. Making sure that the weak of people don't go right. Now don't bring that. to your own house. Because angels want to walk with you and walk for you. They want to bring you to places you can't get to by yourself. Express your grievance straight away. And be careful the word you use and to whom you're using it when you have grievance. You can express grievance among family in a civil way. So I have a law here. Someone fights for one day, that's the end. It's not repentance. There's no need for repentance. Repent wherever you are and build that place. You get it? We pass that level. God now wants to prosper. No dissension. No deceit. No self-seeking. Guess what would then happen? Many angels. Maintain a pure heart toward people. It's not a perfect heart, it's a pure heart. When you have pure heart, guess what would happen? When you are rebuked by your leader, you will know that they are speaking from purity. Even if they are wrong, they are speaking from purity, because the Bible says, let me give you scripture for this. Nothing, look, the whole essence and the whole pillar of Spark Nation is Bible. We are word people, not Givenchy, not Fendi. We are word people. Word. This is us. Word. Not even deliverance, not Holy Ghost, blah, blah, blah. Holy Ghost is who shows us the word, but it's word. What we're known for, what we should be known for continuously is word, 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 word. So nobody can be in this house and say, oh, I'm not talking word thing now. I'm talking practical. From that moment, you know, word is our home practical. And so I said that to say that in your family house, or those of you who live by yourself, or you live by your parent, bring the word of peace there. I wanted to give you a word on dissension, and it skipped me now. Again, this is how we invoke angel. In Genesis chapter 16, verse 7, we saw that the angel shows us things that we are not aware of. Genesis 16, 7 with Hagar.
Now the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur.
So that I can close. Hagar was dying. There was no water. The angel showed her where there is water. He said, look, there's water just by you. You don't have to die of thirst. If we allow angels to walk around us, if we create a conducive environment, guess what? They will show us water springs that we could not see. In Genesis 16 verse 9, they instructed Hagar to go back to the master, and so on and so forth. The angel was the one that came to speak to Mary about the plan of God. The angel was the one bringing the message to Daniel. When Daniel had prayed for 21 days, they are messengers. The Lord told me there are people who angels have messages for you right now. But your environment is not allowing them. That's why he said to us yesterday, come out from among them and be thou separate. He calls for holiness so that your environment can be conducive for the ministering spirit. He makes his servant flames of fire and his angel spirits. Why? Because you will need the operation of both worlds. You will need people, your colleagues, that can go to where you cannot go to, and those are angels. That's why he makes them spirits. They can go appear in a person's dream to favor you. You can't go and appear in their dream unless you're a wizard or a witch, I don't know. But you, as normal, worshiping God, angels will go on your behalf. They will speak on your behalf. They will speak good on your behalf where men have spoken evil against you. I told you in the first segment, they will fight for you. But in this season, apart from the fire or the destruction or the correction, that every word of God must bring correction and encouragement. So don't say, oh, but this word is as sometimes. It must bring correction and encouragement. Otherwise, it's just soothsaying. And what the encouragement of God must not do to you is to make you feel down. It should excite you. That the Spirit of God is still speaking to you. So as we end this fast, my declaration today is simple. Now, we have entered into season of angelic manifestation. Some of you will see them. Some of you will just know. Some of you will see things, strange positive things happen to you. Some of you are already on a path and God wants to lift you. All God is just saying is to for you to constantly admit to him that the arm of strength cannot take you there. You may have your calculation that look like the hand of strength will take you there. Oh, that person I just met, that person. And God said, you don't understand. When demons are at work, they will shut every door. But there are powerful angels everywhere. They will aid you. Spark Nation, listen. God said, now go and declare to them that help is here. There is help for everyone, every single one that is dwelling in harmony, everyone that understands the ranking. You don't need to live in a trap house to understand family head. Trap house cannot accommodate everybody. It can't work like that, okay? So it's not compulsory to live in any trap house, but it's beautiful if you live in one. It's beautiful wherever you live, but that does not make you not part of a family. That's not the way it works. Every national is part of one family or the other. I want to pray for angels on your finances. That's what I want to pray for today. They will aid everything, remove every obstacle on the way. I'm going to pray for 5 minutes, after which this fast is going to be over. This is the core of the fast, holiness and angelic season. For Spark Nation, the next level of evangelism will be angels moving on our behalf. For those who need connect in government, in places, angels will do the connect in the name of the Lord Jesus. They will bring people that are assigned with your destiny. These helpers will not be far from you again. The Lord told me to tell you that help is here. The helpers are here and there are angels all over this land. In the name of the Lord Jesus, they will protect you. They will keep you. Angels will make sure that when there is virus that kills people, you won't be there. You won't touch it. Where people are supposed to be killed or destroyed, you won't be there, because you remember, you will not die young. In the name of the Lord Jesus, because of your seed, because you've dedicated your life to mission and to ministry, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I want you to pray for yourself. I remove envy. I remove division. I remove everything that is not of God. I remove it from my way. I remove it from my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I dedicate, rededicate, I command my environment, the environment of my heart, first of all, and the environment of my living. I command positive peace, the bliss of the Holy Spirit, the peace of God, no stress, no sweat. In the name of Jesus, I worship Jesus, but I allow angels to do their work. I want you to say those things. In the name of Jesus, I allow angelic movement and ministry over my finances. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I do not rely on the arm of flesh. I allow God, I worship Jesus. I'm a sower, but I worship Jesus and I allow angels to work on my finances. In the name of Jesus Christ, or whatever your goal is, allow angel. I allow them to do their own work. I recognize them as ministering spirit. I recognize them as ministering spirit sent to minister to those who are to be heirs of salvation, soul snatchers. I want you to begin to pray. There are more than 2,000-3,000 people out there that belongs to Spark Nation. We command in Jesus' name that Satan take your hands off them. And we ask that the angels will go. God, release your angel to go bring them home. To bring them from the north, the east, the south, the west. The same thing, say on your money, on your finances. Satan, take your hands off our money. In the name of Jesus, we command that the angels of God, God, release your angels that they go bring them. That they go bring our money, our resources in Jesus' name.